Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. The Dutch liner Indra Matra, bound for Southampton, Sir Lionel Barton has packed articles of insignificant value in the wrappings of the Meccano relics and has turned them over to the purser to be placed in the ship's safe. During the night, the safe is robbed by agents of Fu Manchu, who, with the supposed Meccano relics, leap into the sea and are picked up by a seaplane. Upon his arrival in London with the authentic relics intact, Sir Lionel Barton and his niece Rima go on immediately to Greywater Park, Barton's Norfolk estate, while Shan Greville and Paul Rickson, a friend of Greville's, take up their quarters in Barton's townhouse. As the two friends arrive home after a late dinner at a nearby club, the voice of Farlow Swee, Fu Manchu's daughter, calls to Greville from the basement window of a neighboring house. As Greville and Rickson enter the house through the window to investigate, they are overpowered by several silent and unseen figures.
Easy, Sahir. You have nothing to fear.
Then take this bag off my head and let me see you. What do you want?
No harm shall come to you, sire, if you remain quiet for only a few moments.
Rick, where are you?
Here. I got a sack or something over my head, too, but I'm okay.
This was the only way, Greville Effendi. But now, you are free.
Yeah. What the Sam hell? Somebody whisked the sack right off my head.
Mine, too. Matches, Rick.
Here. Well, I'll be dirty name. Not a soul in the place. Hey, let's get out of here, Graham.
I'll try that door. Must lead to the upper hall.
Yeah. That's locked. How about that closet?
No, nothing there. Must have climbed out the window.
With me standing square in front of it?
You'll be all right. Let's get out. Back through the window.
Yeah.
Now, what the deuce do you suppose...
Hello down there! What's going on?
Oh, Constable, not a word about this. You wouldn't believe it anyway. It's all right, Constable. We thought we heard a row here and came down to have a look. Nobody there.
Come on up here where I can have a look at you.
I live next door, Constable, and this gentleman's stopping with me. We were just about to go in when we heard a row.
What sort of row?
Well, I don't know exactly. Like scuffling.
You been inside?
We looked in through that window. You see, it's open. Nobody there.
Oh, must have been mistaken, sir. You know, this place has been vacant for several years. I have heard, though, it's been sold lately to be turned into flats.
Well, sorry, I couldn't find a case for you, Constable.
Righto, sir. Better luck next time. Good night, sir.
Good night. Come on, Rick. I think we can do with a little refreshment.
Yeah. What the dickens was the object in that grip? No hold up. They didn't touch my wallet.
I don't know what they were after. Well, here we are.
Yeah. You know, that fellow spoke with an accent. Oriental of some sort. Indian?
An Indian would have addressed me as Sahib. This fellow said Effendi. He was an Arab. And the woman, Farlow Swee. You're sure you heard her? I'm not dreaming.
Yeah, it was a woman's voice, all right, but what became of her?
Who could profit by... By cab, the museum room. Come on.
Eh?
The light. The switch for the door. For a minute, I thought they might have made a try for the relics. But there they are in that case.
Well, it's beyond me. Some practical joker, maybe.
Fu Manchu doesn't play practical jokes.
How do you know he's at the bottom of it? He doesn't do things without reason, does he?
I'm sure that was the voice of his daughter. And the fellow who spoke was an Arab. But it's beyond me, too.
Well, if Fu Manchu was behind that little trick, why hold us up for a few minutes and then let us go?
Yes, Rick, it's very queer. Well, I need a drink.
I'll smoke. You couldn't have been mistaken in the woman's voice. After all, it was almost a whisper. Could have been anyone.
No. It was Follow Swee. Once heard, her voice can't be forgotten.
What's she like, Grev?
One of the most fascinatingly beautiful creatures I've ever met. And one of the most repellent and dangerous.
Yeah, apparently a very remarkable woman.
And Nayland Smith told me once that she'd been raised in a lamasery somewhere in Mongolia. I taught to the lamas. Like her father, she speaks, oh, heaven knows how many languages. And
what's the matter? Something wrong with that drink?
I don't know. Imagination, probably, but... Ever hear of mimosa?
Mimosa? Tropical plant or tree, isn't it?
Yes. Ever smell it?
Oh, I didn't know they made perfume of this stuff.
It isn't a perfume. Taste this, will you? Just a taste. Don't swallow it. Well?
Funny tasting scotch. Not bad, though.
Tastes like mimosa smells. By Jove, old man, I've got it. It's coming back.
Any headache you may have experienced on awakening has now disappeared.
Silver under the moon. I have tricked you often, but I love you. You have often hated me. You will hate me.
I have promised that my daughter, that no harm shall come to you at my hand. You are a small cog in the wheel that turns against
someone. We must go. It is very late. I must take you back to Sheldon.
A little injection of mimosa and you will forget.
You must walk from here. I dare not drive closer. Kiss me once more, Sean. And then you must
you
go.
You will bring Rima Barton.
Night,
to
my
me.
Dear.
May Allah increase your goods, Effendim. He will be crowned in Damascus. He will be crowned in Damascus.
Here. Here, old pal. What's the idea? Come out of it.
Huh? What?
You said you had something and then sat there like one of Barton's mummies. Hey, if scotch hits you like that, pal, take my advice and lay off.
Rick, I remember I've got it. Those hours I lost in Cairo.
What the deuce are you talking about?
I told you, my loss of memory. Don't you understand? I remember all of it. Everything.
Oh, just like that. Comes back to you, huh?
I'm serious, Rick. I know how they got into the safe on the Indomatra. I remember Fu Manchu's own words when he showed me a bar of steel.
Well?
He dropped some liquid on the bar and I snapped it like a twig. He said, had I been a burglar, the small invention would have been of value to me. You see, even I have my toys.
Oh, and you think...
Great Scott.
What's the matter now?
Follow Swee.
What about her?
I walked out of Shepherd's after her at 8 o'clock that night, Rick. I didn't get back until 3.
7 hours. Well?
Rima found out through Fu Manchu himself that Follow Swee drove me back to the hotel at 11. Rick, I spent 4 hours in that woman's car, in her arms, like a dizzy schoolboy on a petting party.
Oh, you remember that, Greg?
Yes. Under the influence of that beastly drug, I made love to Follow Swee. I didn't remember until just now. That drink. Good Lord, don't you get it?
Get what?
Someone's been in this room. Someone of the Fu Manchu group. This scotch, or at least the glass, has been doped.
Oh, rats, if it had been, you'd be out like a light right now.
No. Fu Manchu's concoctions don't work that way.
All right. You've been doped by a spiked drink. I'll admit it did taste queer. But why?
I wonder. Perhaps we were held up in that house next door to give someone a chance to drug the scotch.
Hey, maybe you got something there. Anything missing from this room?
No. Everything's as it was when I left to meet you for dinner. The relics, I put them there in that case myself. Ready for Eisner, Wallace, and Dr. Brio tomorrow.
Well, then I... What the...
What is it?
Where did this come from?
You just pulled it out of your pocket. Let's see it.
Well, it's darn funny. It wasn't there before we came home.
Great Scott, Rick, listen.
Huh?
I give you back the memory of forgotten hours, Shan. Those memories can only tell you again what you already know, that my father is the greatest genius the world has ever known. Your other memories are of me.
Well, what do you know? Now tell me how that got into my pocket.
It must have been slipped into your pocket by mistake over there in that basement. Obviously, it was meant for me.
Professor Eisner, Dr. Brewer, Mr. Hall Ramsden, and Sir Wallace Sims have arrived, Mr. Greville, sir. I've shown them into the museum room.
Thank you, Betts. I'll go right down. I'll place the relics here on the table, gentlemen. You may examine them with the lenses there.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Greville.
And here are photographs regarding every step of our operation.
Yeah, very good.
If there are any questions, gentlemen, I should be glad in Sir Lionel's absence to answer them to the best of my ability. Can I help you in any way, gentlemen?
Mr. Greville, I understand that you were present when Sir Lionel opened the tomb of El Mokhana.
Yes, I was, Professor Eisner.
Were you actually present at the time these relics were unearthed?
Strange question, Professor. Yes, I was. You seem to share some common opinion about the relics, gentlemen. Is there anything wrong?
Well, since it has been arranged for Sir Lionel to address the Royal Society next Thursday on the subject of these relics, we all recognize that there must be some strange mistake, or else...
Said Barton, whose sense of humor sometimes gets the better of him, is playing a joke on us.
What the deuce do you mean, sir?
Now, please, gentlemen. You have examined these relics recently, Mr. Greville?
Not since they were put in that case.
Well, then, please, my friend... Look at these plates with the lens.
Why, yes, of course, I...
Good Lord.
Yeah. You see, it is beautifully done and rubbed down very fine, eh? But these relics, Mr. Greville, are imitations.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.